Blog Talk Radio.
What did I say?
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Yeehaw! Glad to have you with us. Chew that audience.
Yeah, you started screwing with that right in front of me. You distracted me.
I screwed with what?
You have to move things like it's a chess game. It's not even on your desk.
Eric,
I don't get it.
He is the mood.
I just don't get it. What did that 3-inch move do?
I don't know. What did I touch?
The microphone. You moved the microphone right here. And I was looking.
Everyone, welcome, Sophia. She is joining us from Stockholm, Sweden.
Thank you.
Yes, and she is going to use her cards instead of our angel card that Jim does. Sophia is going to be our additional source of insight this evening.
Truth.
Everything going good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jim is checking comms to make sure. We've had an afternoon. Facebook has been uncooperative. We weren't sure, that Blog Talk was going
to
work.
It was your Blog Talk to Facebook interface. They have like a thing for posting, and it was.
Yeah.
So I don't, they can't really blame Facebook. I would blame Blog Talk more than anybody.
Sophia, if you would like to tell people that are watching and listening what you're going to be doing for them all this evening.
Yes. Okay. So, hi everyone. I'm Sophia Rickland. I'm based in Stockholm, Sweden. I'm an intuitive healer, an intuitive card reader. I do a lot of things in the holistic realm, but my foundation is very much to work with the body therapy. So I work as a massage therapist, a spiritual healer. So today I bring to you Archangel Raphael cards. And Archangel Raphael has been my guide that has been helping me heal. And
nice.
So as the last of the show with Deborah Lee, so I thought I'd bring in the Raphael card today and bring in also some healing touch. So
for
anybody that likes on the call, of course, I will give them some healing for their situation.
Very good. I think it's going to be fascinating. If you are interested in contacting Sophia after the show, you can reach her, go to the Facebook page if you're on Facebook for the show. Her links are on there. And I'm sure she will give us, tell us by the end of the show how to reach you, Sophia, for our blog talkers.
Absolutely.
That may want to, of course, get in contact with you. Now, everyone, I'm going to reiterate that we're using ordinary playing cards for the show. That is the method that is required with personal prophecy, using ordinary playing cards. It's important that people do not confuse this method with tarot, which is a beautiful system. I have nothing negative to say about it. I just wish that I could learn it. Seems very complex to me. So also remember, we're not using any other systems that are available. This is strictly what my grandmother taught me. So, yes. Okay, we are going to... Also, I'll be using a 24 card layout, and that for each of your questions. That's my preferred method. That's also what I do during my private sessions with each of you. So Jimbo's now going to tell you how to make your calls super duper good.
Well, yeah, maybe.
And
anyway,
folks, we are going to make the readings a bit shorter this evening. than they usually are, so that we have enough time for Sophia. She is our special guest. And there you go.
All right. Welcome, everybody. And remind you, the show is for educational, informational purposes only. Also, if you're international, be it a caller or be it a Facebooker, let us know, and we'll give you international shout-outs as soon as we can work you in. And we got a few here. We got Cho from the UK, and I think we have Louise also from the UK. And that's all I saw. That's all I saw so far tonight.
Louise, we have to wait.
Yeah, no.
Before we take calls.
I will be getting to the call thing.
All right.
All right. That's next. First of all, we're going to start off the primary call thing we're doing is...
I'm not seeing what that is. Oh.
No. No.
I don't know who it is.
I don't either. This is going
to
suck.
I have nothing that I can do to shut them off.
Louise, do not messenger anybody. Don't do it.
Maybe I should put it on here. Yeah. See, she's maybe not hearing. Oops.
I typed it.
Oh, you did?
I typed don't messenger with a couple of explanation points. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not, the show hasn't started off very happy for me.
No. Well, remember, you've been having trouble over there.
Well, not that. I mean, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in and we got a billion, it'll tell you you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is indeed what will happen. I've tested it. I'm listening to the show. That's great. If you hear nothing, something didn't go right, hang up and call again. You should hear the show. All right, so at least it's better than nothing or that Muzak elevator music crap. All right, messenger folks, here we go now. This is primarily, but not all, primarily a phone-in show. Now, we know folks can't all phone in. For, well, obviously, the obvious reason is when you're internationals. Even some domestic folks can't. When we open the floor, we will formally announce that we are now taking messenger calls. When you hear us say that, we're not right now. When you hear us say that, then you call and you can't call in a little bit. I think we're getting ready to do it. Can't do it. We're going to have to hang up on you. We don't have a hold system for Facebook. If we did, we'd say, hey, pile in. We'd have everybody pile in on Messenger. But they don't have something like that, so that sucks. So, and it disrupts. When you do Messenger, when we do say so, it has to be Deborah Lee. Because if you messenger is like a Love Doctor show, it's shutting her down. Sophia's boot, it just shuts the portal, switches over. So never, and we have always said never, never, ever, ever messenger the psychic Love Doctor show.
Maybe they should type their, type their questions.
Well, actually, they have to,
tonight,
really.
Yeah.
Unless you want to field the messenger on there.
I just wish there was a way to not have the calls disrupt her.
There is. If they call Deborah Lee, it'll come up on your computer, not here. Yeah.
Okay, I think so.
You remember the first one she called, Louise called here first?
Yes.
And then she switched over to here.
Okay.
So they can messenger Deborah Lee. That always is what we always say to do. Never messenger the second Love Doctor. Never, 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 never. Okay. And never. That's another never. All right. So that's the deal. Remember, messenger, we're going to get to you when we can. We can't even nail down a time. Got to go with the flow. Play it by ear. And you can't call early. Can't do it. There's no hold system. We apologize. If there was, it'd be great. We'd say, pile in, line them up. We'd take the first cover for sure, but it doesn't have that ability. All right. Angel card harps, because we are still doing angel cards tonight, but it ain't me. So when you hear the harps, and we're going to get Nazi on this, when you hear that frickin' harp, that reading is done. This isn't like, oh, just another question. Oh, just another. If you have other questions, A, write them down and save it for the next show, or B, if you want to spend a little money, you can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and arrange for a private reading. Then you can ask away. There'll be no Nazi guy with a harp there. It's all you and Deb, whatever time block you arrange for. Tonight, I am a Nazi, and I am going to shut it down. We have to move on. There's a lot of folks we leave hanging. And Sophie's got the Archangel. She's got the Raphael card, so... That's what we got going for us today.
I love Raphael. I really do.
Well, I mean, we never had a whole deck of his cards, though.
No.
So, all right. Let's see here. Enough of that. Let's see. I always have to bounce back and forth here. What I do here is I have to close this, And then, like, go back in. Anyway, all right, let's just take a call. I can play around with my phone. On our list is, dun, dun, dun. I click it, and it laughs at me. Here, I'll click you again. 630.
Hi.
Which is very good.
Hi there.
F. Illinois.
That sounds like Lee.
I know. They knew I was from Illinois when I went to the store today.
Really?
I don't.
Really?
Yeah. I refuse to change my plates over.
I didn't know that Wisconsin people would think you have an accent.
Interesting. Okay, well.
That's more like, you know, I'm not wearing, like, the camouflage every time I go out with the Crocs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
It's more
yeah.
like you could tell that I'm from Chicago. I look like a gangster chick when I get out, when I leave. It looks like, you know, like I'm like from the mafia. And
right.
It's for real. You
respect.
Think I'm from the mafia.
Respect.
Yeah.
They may, if they think you're from the mafia, then they maybe nobody will mess with you.
Wow.
Anyway, let's get on. Get on, Lily. What you got?
Okay, so the last couple of days, Thursday and Friday, happy Easter to both of you, by the way. I sent, in the author world, where you would know because you were a journalist too, it's called a query letter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I queried like 250 media contacts. Like NPR, 48 Hours, Dateline, MSNBC, all these places, like the Chicago Tribune, on and on and on. Because my story that I've written is good. And so I did a video today. I put it out, you know, and I wanted to see if, like the feedback on the query I sent out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm looking for a contract, right? So, right, employment.
Yep, it is her professional future that she would like to know about based on the queries that she sent out.
Okay, now back when I was working years ago in marketing, they used to say that anytime you do a promotion, the best you can expect is a 20% return. So that would be, what is that, like hearing from, well, 10% would be what, 25 out of 250?
250, is that how many she sent?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
So
yeah,
like
that, yeah.
50 responses.
Yeah, no, that's responses
yeah.
too.
Right.
It doesn't mean those are 50s we want you now. Those are responses.
No, but those would be ones that they're interested.
At least the door cracked open. It's better than being ignored.
Yes, they want to follow up.
Yeah, or they want to at least be professionally nice to say, well, you know, well, it's better than not even being ignored. I won't be ignored.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. No fatal attraction for you. Holy goat shit, this thing is just blowing up. The phone lines are exploding. I guess Easter Eve is pretty big for a phone call.
Okay.
To you, Deb.
Now, what I have, I know, isn't that amazing? And you know how this room always gets you sneezing and coughing? There is something in this little studio that is a problem because I could not be having problems I have.
You know, I don't have, ever since I went, had got my ears checked up, the guy gave me drugs and stuff like that.
You're fine.
You notice I don't have that attack when I sit here.
You know, when don't worry, Lily.
We're not going to screw you over any time.
But did you know the saying is if your nose itches, you are going to kiss a fool. I didn't know I was going to kiss you tonight. Just kidding, Jim.
You also got four dogs here.
I don't know if they're cool. All right, well, let's get going here. You know what? They're going to be a little scared of you because the outcome has not been told yet. I mean, this is still like an active case. So.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It
so
does.
Bear in mind, this is that, did you try, like, say, Dr. Phil's show? He loves conjecture. He, you know, on his show.
Really? I've only seen him really
Howard Stern, his radio show. That kind of thing.
I thought he liked talking with porn actresses and shit, Howard Stern.
Well, he'll talk to a lot. He talks to, he even had, like, Jennifer Aniston on the show.
Because she's a hottie.
He isn't always a jerkwad.
He's not a jerkwad. They used to call him, like, shock jocks. Disc jockey, shock jocks.
I just see her getting a response.
Okay.
There's a guy.
That's what
matters. Sure to come through.
Yeah.
And you all know I love that designation in the reading.
Unless it says you're getting, like, cancer of the brain is sure to come true, then you might not like that.
No.
But I guess you still want to know so
no,
you can try to be proactive.
You have a physical condition you need to get looked at
away. It's better to know that it's coming than after throwing a softball.
So just bear in mind that often some of the best manuscripts, the best stuff for movies and music, some of them go through tons of rejections and yet turn out to go down in history once they are put into motion.
That is a very uncertain business.
Oh, all of it.
Some of the greatest ideas never come to be, and some of the dumbest ideas end up being like, holy crap, it wasn't dumb. It was just outside the box. It was great, you know? Everybody called it dumb.
Yeah,
it wasn't
it's like
dumb.
Luck of the draw. It's life, though. You know what I'm saying?
It
like,
is.
I'm just looking to go wherever I belong and unlock, Tesla's 369 so I can live a more comfortable life. That's all.
Well, you are in a precarious business, hon.
Yes.
Got to bear that in mind. You know, that's why so many end up working in the regular grind. They're up there waiting tables, answering phones.
Oh, yeah.
Doing what they can do.
Good.
Working from home for Microsoft.
Good.
Answering phones.
Southern California, almost a butt ton of the waitresses are just like models, because that's why they moved down there to become
I'm
models.
I'm not talking about like any other job but this one. Like you know what I'm saying? That's a distraction. Like I believe that I have what it takes to make it as a writer, and I don't believe that I have to struggle to make anything happen. Like I started writing in 2021. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're going to be in a class of all your own.
Well, it's good to manifest.
Or marry somebody that can subsidize you while you're doing, your work.
I'd say you should always have a backup plan. That's me. But I don't manifest like you folks do. You know?
Folks that have joined us, we have Sophia from Sweden. She's up in Stockholm, who is going to give us Raphael, that's an archangel.
Archangel.
Readings,
Raphael.
And we're going to be, hi, Jen. We got Jen from Dubai. There are others here that I don't know if you can go backwards.
Well, you got to remember, my this is random.
Okay.
My feed. What I have to do here is I have to open, I didn't see Jen in here. See, I have to, it's something to do with my account.
We have Karen Jane.
Facebook doesn't like my account.
Who lives in Old Airdrie.
Oh, I see Jen now. There's Jen. International shout out to Jen. Yay.
North. Oh, boy.
That's.
We don't know how to say these
it's
names.
Scotland.
Here. Yeah.
Who is it?
It was, what was the name? Wait, I just saw her.
Somebody from Scotland. Welcome. International shout out to whoever the hell
Karen
you are from
Jane.
Scotland. Where?
Karen Jane.
Well, just say Karen. You don't see her last name.
Oh. Well, everybody can see her name.
I'm just saying, hey, Karen, it's more personal. Hey, Karen, hey, Miss Ed or Ms. or and or Miss Jane, welcome.
And then what, give off her social security number? And
all right, so did so the bottom line, give me a summary, because we really screwed Lily over on her reading. Give a summary of what she asked about her queries and how
all right,
they're looking.
No, I saw people coming, like, contacting me, and people were afraid of me or whatever, but did you see anybody who was interested in picking up the story?
Yes, it may not be very many, so don't get your hopes too high.
Well, that's why you shot a ton out there. That was smart.
Yeah.
Now, that is very smart.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, if you just set out like three or four, that is not smart. You send it out a ton, and that is smart.
Right.
I just need one person.
Exactly.
And I saw one man.
So all you need is
one. Come
true. Well, it is going to be one. You can't do more than one. You can't sell that to
all
people,
right.
You know? You know what I'm
Sophia.
Saying there?
Hi.
All right. Now we transition to Sophia.
Sophia.
The Archangel Raphael.
Thank you.
Stand by.
Hello, hello, hello. So, as you're on the call, I'm going to describe you a little bit about the card and the message that came through. So, the message from Archangel Raphael is fresh air. And it says, Dear Archangel Raphael, thank you for helping me breathe easier in all ways. Now, when I saw this card, now, I'll give you a little bit of an idea how it looks. And for all the Facebookers, you can see that right there. So it's Archangel Raphael with a beautiful yellow feather, which says for me, when I was looking to the card and listening to you, it says, get out there. Be under the sun. You are the sun. You have the confidence, and there's a cat and dog leaning over Archangel Raphael. So there are people going to come towards you. So there are people coming. Just go out there, be out in what you're doing. So I hope that comes through for you.
So it is coming.
I think that sounds fantastic for you.
So it's coming.
That's awesome.
So she's saying get out in the sun, get noticed.
Yep. And that's what you're doing. You started it. Yes. Keep on.
And maybe you could write some articles or essays for various publications as well.
It might not be bad to have a couple other sample contents if you have anything to send along with it. Say, this is my main thing, but I just want to share some other things I've written. If you have that. If you don't have it, you don't have it.
Well, thank you so much, Lily.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for holding and being caller number one.
We want to say welcome to Suzanne Gay, who is joining us from Scotland.
Well, she is from the land of the Scots.
Yes, she is.
Yes, indeedy. That's where our wonderful game of golf was born.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they say it was. Yep.
Do they play it over there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes, look it. Yeah, Joe says, and we did. We neglected to mention Suzanne, who has been quite a regular in the past.
I typed a big exclamation. Okay. About my account in there.
She said she returned from...
Folks, my Facebook account is a wreck. Blah, blah, blah. I typed that in. Why?
Edinburgh. We have an Edinburgh.
Where?
We've gone to movies up there.
It's a tiny little neighborhood in Chesapeake. Okay.
It's a new town.
It's a suburb. It's not a real city, right?
Yeah. It's a burb. All right, that was awesome.
Anyway, okay.
Sorry, I meant to say Sophia. That was awesome.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
All right. I was going to make some comments, but I don't want to have to knock on wood. So we're going to keep on moving here. We're going to go to area code 856. Yay. We're going to Jersey.
Jersey. Hello.
Hello, Rosemary.
Hi, it's me. How are you?
It is she, Rosemary.
Yes.
I'm a poet. I don't even know it.
So, hi, hon. Finally, we get to talk to you.
Yeah, you get screwed over a lot. She got in early. She got in early. She was wise. That is wise, folks. Get in early. All right, let's get to her reading and not screw around with the time.
All right, darling, tell us what you have on your mind this week.
She's on sick.
Trying to figure out the unemployment. They said it's going to clear it up for me, so I'm not sure if that's going to go through. And I got screwed over with the SSI this week, too, so I'm not worried about that anymore. So either that or the places where I'm trying to find which way to go or where am I staying when I go overseas.
Yes, you have a ticket for me.
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
yeah,
have
I do for me.
Yes.
You know
and
what? She's got a ticket to ride.
She does.
Oh, go ahead. Anyway.
She does care.
She does care, yeah. That's different.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So anyway, Rosemary, now tell me, did you say you're going to be able to get unemployment or is there a problem? Oh, you are going to get it. Okay.
Damn.
And you have to keep actively looking for work, don't you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
All right. Now, we're sorry. When the list gets big, it requires a lot of effort and maintenance to keep track of.
Look who else is here.
So I apologize.
He loves Dr. Phil. In fact, you can just Dr. Phil and call him.
I think he says he has a man crush, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to put the strawberries and cream on his head and eat it?
Yes.
Okay, anyways, back to Rosemary. So
that's you, Virgil, from Land of Ing.
The Land of Ings. Lots of Ings over there. And
all right,
great
Rosemary,
land.
Let's see what the universe has for you.
All right, yes. Cards are going to get pretty flip-flop. All right? And
still with us. I hope so.
Who?
Jen, I hope she will call us.
Well, I mean, not now.
Don't call now. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
No, not yet.
Don't do that, Deb.
We got to figure out something with this thing.
There's no, you can't. Abracadabra, and they'll give you a hold system, a cue system, abracadabra
did
software.
Did you say strawberries and cream
yeah.
off of his bald
mm-hmm.
head?
Yes. Yes.
Excuse me. I'm just going to ask Rosemary.
Yes.
Go ahead. She's on the call.
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
She's listening.
So Rosemary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, perfect. I was just while Debbie's putting out the cards to you, I was going to ask it to you to give me permission to just send you some healing because I could hear that you had a cold.
Yeah, bad one.
She'll take it. It's not going to be an attachment,
okay?
A phishing spam email. Yes, yeah, she said it would be okay to get.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Spiritual healing?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Roger, she has given you her legal authorization.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Carry on, Miss Deborah.
Okay. Off to Rosemary.
Rosemary.
Okay. You know what? Your life right now seems like nothing but question marks all over the place. And you know what? I think you're supposed to right now just be a feather on the wind. And let the wind take you where it's going to take you. And that is going to lead to very good directions that you will be led in, okay? And that may sound very ambiguous, and it's not. Sometimes we have to let life just take us where we are meant to go. I think we mentioned this, it might have been last night, we said there's a Yiddish proverb. Man plans and God laughs.
Who are the Yids?
They're Jewish people.
Oh, okay. So it's not a Jewish proverb, it's a Yiddish proverb.
Yes.
What's the difference?
Well, they speak Yiddish.
No, I'm not trying to pick fun at you. I just, that was above, I have no knowledge of that difference, that's all.
I'm sorry, I'm on that fair.
That's why I asked it. You said Yiddish, I'm on that fair. Yiddish, then they must be the Yids. I guess, right, because the Scots are the Scottish. So that's why I was asking.
Many years ago, my mother dated a Jewish man from Chicago, and the thing was, his family spoke Yiddish. So often it was very hard to say what.
Which is not true.
See, I don't know all the ins and outs. Anybody else there knows?
I'm an asker. I don't have a lot. If I knew the answers, I wouldn't freaking ask. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Rosemary.
Let's go back to Rosemary. We're sidetracking that. We are. This is called the Tangent Show. We run off on
tangents. That actually is funny. Yeah, the dialect is kind of giddish. On certain ones, I can't understand. Yeah. On certain people, I can't understand it.
Like
88
tonight.
All right, Deb, take it. Grab the ball and run.
Well, let's see what's going to happen here. Once you get over to Italy, life is going to open up for you in big ways. Just don't let anybody try to, you know, how would I say this? Like, talk you into doing things that you know you should do. So we don't need you to get in trouble over there. And then, you know what they say, once you go to jail in other countries, you're in for the fight of your life.
Depends on the country. Some of them got free or, like, way better.
Yeah.
Like, look at that. What was that dude in the Netherlands that went? Was that the guy that went and shot all those people?
Yes. Oh.
They said he might not even get, like, 25 years or whatever. They're really soft.
What's
some of their
that,
judicial
Norway?
System. I don't know. That might have been. Where the fuck it is. But, yeah. It was, they're like, oh, yeah, that legal system, they don't hardly ever
see anybody. For you, Rosemary, I see that things are really going to start looking up. You couldn't get lower than where you are now. That is in itself a blessing.
That's true. You can't go down anymore.
The bottom, you're going to just spring right
only
up.
Only one way to go.
That's
up.
Right.
Up, up, and away.
So I want you to know there's real love coming for you.
Love is in the air.
Yes, very much so. And I would be not surprised if you come back with a really good boyfriend. Okay, with serious potential.
What does that mean when you say come? He's not going to be in the freaking luggage.
No, but I mean, she's going to come back attached to somebody in Italy.
In another continent.
That will come over here.
Okay. Sounds like I'd like that. Okay.
What?
I want somebody that's a continent today. How do you have sex with somebody that's thousands of miles away?
There your mind goes right into shatter.
How do you have dinner and tea with them then, Deb? How do you do that? How do you do that? How do you get together, hold hands, watch the sunset?
Well, that's courting.
But you know, when they're in another continent.
All right, here we go. All right. So transition. So, now it makes way much sense. Yeah, the car comes through passing through. So I think going to Italy, you may have to just sit down a little bit on the cafe. But it's the same. Archangel Raphael is coming in full force with the heart. His feathers are green, so very much of the heart. So when Severely talks about partners, that is very much showing too. So it says, I ask that you cut any my cords of attachment to any kind of caffeine so that you honor your body's natural energy rhythm without chemicals. So if you are kind of using anything, especially when it comes to that a non-profit health, that they're asking you to be caffeine-free right now.
That's interesting because I think Italy, they're big fans of their coffee, aren't they? I think they really like it.
Yeah, we are.
Oh,
yeah, we do.
Damn.
Shut down on our caffeine.
Yeah, we do. It does have a negative effect on the body. So if you just get a tiny bit, like anything, it doesn't bother you, but... Some of their freaking stuff over there. You take a couple.
And it's strong.
Go ahead,
Sophia.
Yeah.
The way that I see caffeine is, it's not about, okay, I'm not saying don't drink coffee, but
right.
I always take it as, like, when you drink a red wine, they always give you a glass of water on the side. So, drink a cup of coffee, make sure that you're drinking 2 cups of water.
Oh, there you go.
But think, if you every cup of coffee you drink, you're missing 2 cups of water from your body. It's dehydrating you.
Oh.
And that could also be the cause of you not able to, you know, able to think freely or, you know, kind of function. It kind of dehydrates your body. Especially right now with the full moon, dehydration takes a very much a higher level. So that's where we are struggling most of the time. So that's why when you said, I was looking at the pen and I was like, I'll let Deborah read her this. And then I'm like, when you said Italy, I was like, that makes sense why the cat's in here.
Some of the medical experts, quote unquote, they can't make up their mind. Coffee is bad for you. Oh, no, it's very healthy.
Right.
You know, caffeine can keep you from having Alzheimer's. Oh, no, it's going to give you Alzheimer's.
Yeah, they used to say
vegetables
great. No, olive oil's great. No, oil's great. Oil's better. Freaking monkey oil stuff, you know. It's like, what the fuck is all this shit? Like, butter, no butter.
But
yeah.
You know what? If you are eating margarine, that is one molecule away from being plastic. So we have switched to, but if butter is.
It's been a thousand years.
And it's
about to taste good.
Oh, my God. You could roll in butter. It's so good.
Yes. Back in my younger days when I didn't have to worry about my diet, I used to eat a lot of macaroni and cheese, and I made it with margarine.
Oh.
Oh, if only I was using real butter.
Oh. It would have been orgasm.
Sadness, but those days are gone. That ship has sailed. It was what it was meant to be. All right. Thank you, Rosemary.
All right. Call us again.
Thank you.
Get healthy. Take your vitamins and watch too much porn at night. All right. Thank you very much. All right. We have gone past the 30-minute mark, which is not that significant.
No, I'm
it's
on
a Saturday
roll.
Night.
I keep rolling.
We're good. No, I mean, yeah, we're good. We're good. We're good. Are ready for the next caller?
I believe so.
We shall do so.
And
you know what? I don't have – go ahead.
At some point, I would like us to turn to Facebook and listen, folks. We're going to make Wednesdays every week strictly Facebook.
Right. Yeah, that's the big thing. I know people have been on this show, especially that you guys are 5, 6 hours or more ahead, and you're like, I know the whole time they didn't even switch once to write in. Blah, blah, blah. I understand. We feel your pain.
Yeah, we do.
Like your interaction with guys and stuff. I understand, though, that you really kind of want to read it and you feel like you took the shorts on it. Wednesday, going back to when we first started the Wednesday show ever, there will be no blog talk.
No,
there will be no telephone.
No.
Negative, ghostwriter on the phones. If you can't Facebook, then you shall have to wait for another day besides Wednesday.
I wonder what that is.
I think somebody maybe accidentally turned on their vibrator, possibly, and then shut it off. They caught it. Maybe it was in their purse. I don't know.
Well, you know, they have electronic Benoit balls.
Yeah, but if those are in place, you wouldn't hear that. I'm just saying.
I cannot fathom some of these devices that are out there.
Well, it's technology for you.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised. Most of them were designed by men.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we move along?
I did. I opened the floor and I'll verbalize it
now. Yeah.
Messenger now to Deborah Lee.
But you can't call.
Yes, they can call on Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee because it'll come on that device.
Call.
Deborah Lee. Deborah Lee, we're going to keep that window for about 23 seconds and then we're going to shut her down.
All
and
right,
to the phone line.
Remember, Messenger is free. Doesn't matter. You can call us from Greenland.
You can have internet. If you're on Facebook, you already have internet. You already have the ability to messenger us. You just need to be friends with Deborah Lee. And if you haven't, well, you should have done it before.
People are not even talking on here.
Because they hate us. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, I am going to officially tape it in.
I love you. While I'm on the call.
I'm typing it first. It goes quicker.
Yeah.
The messenger window is now closed. We'll reopen it in later, but now you wave a little bit. Now, we're going back to the phone line. Oh, I'm sad because these are always such a fun mystery, and it's gone.
We're gone.
We never know who we are. True. Sadness. Yeah. But,
yes.
Oh, Lisa.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up?
Well, I'm still a Virgo in progress.
Okay.
A Virgo, that means you're a virgin?
No. Well, hey, you know, one never knows.
Born again.
Hey, you know, there's different levels of virginity, too, but we don't need to go there. Anyway, let's get back to
Okay, so this is the thing. I don't know what happened last night. Did anything happen? It might have been uneventful, I guess. And whatever it was okay. There were no fireworks. And, no anger.
Anyway.
I have a question. You mentioned that you might talk to him in general about conflict resolution. Did it bring up or did it not come up?
Oh, no, God, I haven't had time. We've been so busy today. We're making
it's one of those
dinner.
Subjects. Right. It's got to be one of those subjects that has to be the right. Everything has
organic.
To be organic. The signs. Oh, now you're just talking about it. And especially if it's not something in particular, you get too freaky. It's like in general, when the conflicts, that doesn't seem to work well for you. What's up with that?
Oh, you know what? This is what happened. I'll tell you something that happened. Okay. Yeah, I'm remembering now. We were supposed to make dinner last night. I was exhausted, and I put the dinner in the oven to make it. And then, you know, I crawled to the oven, put the time on. He makes the salad. As I was waiting for him, then I got scared. I thought, oh, something happened because he was out walking. I passed him when I was on my bike. And then he finally moseys in. And I said, this is really inconsiderate. I thought something bad had happened to you and blah, 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 blah. And he just that I kept explaining stuff. And so I think there's an understanding, you know, I just simply said, look, you know, if you can text me or you can, I said, even my girlfriends do that. And he said, I'm a guy. I'm not a girlfriend. And I said, well, I know that, but you know, it's just out of consideration. And so, anyway, we had that and then we had a nice dinner. We had a really nice dinner. And then so today we've been slaving around the house and I'm exhausted because I didn't get sleep last night. And then we're making a nice dinner. We were making a really nice dinner. What did the cards say?
She's going to do the cards. And I want to know, you guys actually talked about a little bit of a conflict. What came out of that, or did you just blow it off and not get to it?
Let me see. How did it go down?
I mean, you said basically, bottom line is, I'm making a dinner. I expect you at a certain point. I would tell
you know
buddy,
what?
I'm not
this,
even, I would tell a buddy if I was running late.
Yeah, this is the bottom line on that. We did not set up an exact time. Normally, when we say we're going to make dinner together, we're usually all day together. Yesterday, it wasn't like that. I had appointments all over the place. He had stuff doing, and then I went for my bike ride, and I passed him, and I forgot. I was so tired, I just even forgot to say, you know, what time are we having dinner? I just put this thing in the oven. And crawled into
the thing in the oven all the time. I live to put my thing in the oven.
Lisa,
but anyway, go ahead.
What did you cook?
Yeah, well, what thing did you put in the oven there, honey?
Everything is on sale for Easter, so it's all pork theme. And so I bought this incredibly inexpensive shoulder pork, I think it's called. Then I covered it in onions and apples and sweet potatoes and chilies.
How'd
it
come out?
Worcestershire. Oh, you can eat it for days. I told them we'll divvy it up. And then this morning I went and got fresh bread.
Pork shoulder.
So now we're
making a piece of meat. Yes, it's good.
Yeah, it's huge. And so we had that and salad last night. And then today we're making zucchini squash. And what else are we making? We're making green beans and some of that leftover pork and sauteing it. And then we're going to have fresh bread that I went to the bakery to get. We're going to have sourdough and it'll be good. It'll be good.
I like sourdough. I need to dig down there and eat with them. All right, go ahead, Deb. What do you got? Cards it out. Bye, bye, bye.
All right, now.
Yeah, we got to add. Right, go ahead.
Let's get prepared. Both have another difference of opinion coming up.
Okay,
and you don't want don't want it to escalate into a knockdown, drag out, you know, verbal argument.
Oh, Deb. Oh, God, I can't.
Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's going to involve feelings of jealousy.
On whose part?
On his end?
Whose part?
No, on Lisa's.
On your part, so something's going to make her a little jealous.
But I really think you're making too much out of it when it happens.
You mean a woman would actually get way over jealous over something they shouldn't have? Are you saying that?
Are you being facetious?
Oh,
like
as hell I am. Go ahead.
Oh, Deb, you know, I hate these are so excruciating when I get jealous or get blowouts or, you know, and he told me just now a few hours ago, he was fixing something. He said, I want you to remember this. So when you get mad at me, you're going to remember that you liked what I just did. And, you know, I'm just so sick of the anger outburst. I'm so sick of the jealousy thing. I'm really sick and tired of that.
Yeah. No, I didn't really like that comment. Say that comment he made again.
Oh, he was joking. He just said he picked something for me.
Really? Maybe those jokes aren't all jokes.
I really think a lot of says to you, Lisa.
Well, you know, I say the same thing. I say the same thing. I say, next, don't get angry with me or whatever. I'll make the same kind of joke. Oh, Deb. Oh, my God. I don't want to.
Let me have you. Do you want to know the future? Because it's here. But only if you,
she is pretty good at not having fear of the future.
Okay, good.
She likes the nasty rumble cards.
And
okay, well, that's right.
This goes to all of you folks on Facebook that may be new.
Respectfully
or blocked.
So. respect. She's not afraid of the future, even though she
might
not like it.
Or those on Blog Talk. Remember, the exquisite beauty of this method is I can perceive the path you're on, but that path can be changed very energetically and productively, in, you know, to your benefit, okay? So I'm going to tell you, Lisa, here's the outcome of all of these months and the months to come. I'm putting my foot in it right now.
But hang on real quick. International shout-outs to Michelle.
Yeah.
And Sinead from the UK. All right. Back to me.
There was somebody else, too.
I just remember Michelle and Sinead. I remember
Leanne.
From where?
West Yorkshire.
Well, UK.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
All right, back to Lisa.
All right.
Well, you left her hanging bad.
I got good
go
news and bad news. No, I'm going to say good news first, because that's always nice.
I want the bad news.
That man is still destined to come to your life. That man that we keep seeing here, and he won't go
away.
The
mystery guy.
He's relentless. He is on a path of destiny.
Well, it's destiny. It's not like it's his choice either.
And this relationship is going to end with neighbor. And I feel that this new man coming along is going to be so, I don't want to say perfect, because nobody's perfect.
It's going to be a breath of fresh air type of thing compared to what she has, right?
It's like when I say you're going to know that you know that you know.
Yeah,
right.
I missed one of those parts. You said this relationship is going to do what?
And
your relationship with this
neighbor
guy, she's not saying like tomorrow, but she said it is not a forever thing is what she's saying.
It's got a 3 o'clock on it, so it means it's an event being created that is going to happen. And what it is, 3 of clubs, is that card of event in motion that's coming to you.
Emotion is motion.
Yeah, really.
Billy Squire. Oh, go ahead.
The relationship ends because of the new man?
Yes.
And don't say like because of the new man. It's because that is like a part of your path that is going to stop, and then you're going to go on to a different path. Can't say this new guy's fucking everything up. It was not meant to.
You know, this is what. Okay, so I mean, am I going to recover from whatever you said? There's going to be like a argument between us.
Well, what it is you're going to realize that if you continue with your feelings of being jealous, and it is over another woman, it's going to escalate, and it's going to reach such proportions that it's out of your control. So that's why I like to say, often the winning move is simply not to play. Okay?
Not to do what?
Not to play.
Oh, not to
do
play.
So,
explain it a little bit. Re-summarize it for her reading.
Yeah.
Is it like a new woman coming in?
The jealousy. What's it going to make it? Can you really tell it's going to make that happen?
Well, she's really hot. Okay, looking that I'm seeing.
So some new chick, new friend of his?
And you're going to react. And, you know, jealousy is never a good emotion.
And we can't help it because we're humans. It is really a bad thing.
It indicates insecurity.
Yeah, it's one of those hatred, jealousy.
No, I get it. I don't want to react. But is this like his new friend?
Well, yeah, I think it's going to be. I think she's coming on the scene. Because you're going to be saving the scene. You know, it's funny how the universe seeks balance.
If you come into a station, there's a whole bunch of new people getting on new trains and going different places and stuff like that.
So I'm going to leave the scene with a new person, and then he gets a new woman. Is that how it goes or what?
No, I think it's a passing friend or it's a friend. But your life is going places.
It's a lot of transitional things. Where you can't say exactly step A is going to happen first, step B is going to be next, step C is going to – she can't nail it down like that. But here's the big picture is these things are all going to kind of mesh and happen. It's not going to be tomorrow.
No. And the thing is, it's going to have a progression to it. This man is not going away. He is very much like my late husband, who would not go away. I couldn't understand who he was, and I would tell out of the cards, show yourself. Who are you? Been here 2 years, damn it.
The big picture is Deb doesn't see you having a bad day tomorrow or the next day or anytime soon. You got a great dinner planned tomorrow.
Yes.
You talked about, she doesn't see any problem with that at all.
No.
This is down the road. This is not like,
yeah.
It's not this weekend all this shit's going to hit the fan.
No.
Not what she's saying.
Exactly.
This is your future.
But you're learning. Now, the Three of Clubs is a card of creation, and it can mean that this could happen in, we'll say, 3 days. No, I don't feel that. That's too soon. But it's going to be in a three sort of, what would you put that? Like a designation of three. 3 weeks, maybe.
3 weeks, 3 months, three seasons, not 3 years, you know, three something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Three moon cycles. I mean, there's a lot of threes out there. We don't even sometimes think about it.
So you're going to know him when you see him because we've talked so much about
I'm talking about the woman that he's, you know, that I'll get jealous about. Do you think she's showing up soon?
Okay.
Is she going to show up soon?
Here's the thing, though. Yeah, it's going to turn into a difference of opinion between the two of them. And it's going to be over this other female.
Because, like you, I think you brought out early that she's probably, Lisa's a female, she's going to probably maybe overreact a little bit, right?
Yes.
So you're going to overreact a little bit, and even though I'm telling you, I bet you're still going to do it because you're a human being, right? And she has feelings.
Yeah.
But you do think there is some merit to it, right? Not right at that moment, but eventually.
Four of Hearts is also a very possessive card. It's a card of, yes, envy, jealousy. It can turn into resentfulness. What's the thing when you revenge and be vengeful, all those things.
Make us humans bad people. All those wonderful qualities that we have as humans. Yep.
Yeah. But
that's why we have world wars. Yay, humans.
Don't dwell on it. You know the situation as it arises, and you will then make a choice. Am I going to jump into this and we're going to, you know, really get into it? And he tells you, don't be jealous. You know, the neighbor has said, don't be jealous. It's hard to do.
Yeah, and, you know.
So this is his new friend, right?
New friend that is not here yet.
Right.
That is not yet here.
See, remember, somebody has to move in to fill the space that you're going to leave behind.
It's like I said, it's like we were saying, Deb can't say A and B and C are happening. Go ahead and speak.
Okay, so he gets a new friend when I move out. Is that how it goes?
Nope. See, you want it to be like, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, like a step-by-step procedure, like, oh, this is how you take car part. This is all going to be, it's not going to be that simple and clear and black and white. It's going to be a weird thing when it happens.
Like most things are.
Yeah, like human lives are. It's like a soap opera except on steroids. What's going to happen?
So I'm just preparing
she's
you.
She's giving you a heads up. But
by
she's,
sharing this.
She can't
okay.
say, like, well,
so this
A
is,
will
this is, then, this is his new friend, though, you're saying, a new female friend.
That is coming
yeah.
eventually, and
because I don't see that she's already here. I think she's coming.
Right. This is not a thing that they have already. He doesn't know this person. This is down the road for you to get to be prepared for.
Oh, God. You know, I don't like these things. I really should think about this moving on because I don't want to.
I know, but you know what? Life doesn't give a shit what we like
well,
or don't like.
Got,
life doesn't give two shit we like what's going on.
Right at this particular moment, you could make choices. You know, one decision will change your whole life. You could decide, you know what, I'm going to stop being in this relationship. I'm
or
just saying.
You could change how close it is, maybe.
Yeah.
She's just throwing examples on what you're going to do.
Yeah. Or,
examples.
You know what, start tomorrow, I'm going to become a lesbian so this guy won't bother
That's
me.
Right. I'm going to go to the Whisker Biscuit Buffet and I'm going to stay all day.
And he's... he's going to tell me not to be jealous, and they're going to start spending time together, right? Is that what you're seeing?
That's what she sees right this second in the cards. It's not like A and B are going to happen right away. Bam, 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 bam.
It's not going to be immediate.
So you're going to see, like, maybe there might be a chick coming even. There might be one coming that you think is the one. It might not even be the one yet.
Right.
Right? Because we meet people every day. You guys are out there doing all sorts of shit to people every day. It doesn't mean every time you see him talk to a chick, you can't go like, oh, that's fun. It might not be. Don't freak out. If he's at the deli buying ham slices from a chick at the counter, that might not be the one. Don't go over there and jump over the counter and strangle her.
And I
oh, God,
well,
I wouldn't do that.
I know you wouldn't do that, but some people would do that.
Yeah, the more you dwell on it, the more you can actually attract it.
Hey, don't freak out. She's just giving you a heads up.
What? Carmen, welcome.
Real quick.
Dubai.
We have to transition to Archangel Raphael card. Stand by for your Archangel Raphael card, Lisa. And then after this, you can call the international show I missed. All right, stand by.
Hello. Yes, Sophia.
Hey, Lisa. How are you doing today? I hear you being through, and the card that came through is proving health. And after hearing you, I feel it's improving your mental health. And the card is clearly showing Archangel Raphael being out, you know, putting his hands, planting a beautiful plant. So it says to ground yourself. So get yourself out there, walk, you know, just get that emotions, everything, because being out in nature can really help you ground with your thoughts and processes.
Awesome.
And
maybe get
that.
Out there just to be, there are different flowers there. And when Deborah Lee was talking about three, there are actually six flowers, but in bunches of three. So that's beautiful.
Oh, look at that.
But it's asking you very clearly that you do have your heart on your shoulders.
Yes.
Sorry?
No, we're listening.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah, so you have your heart on your shoulders, so know that, you know, it is important for you to keep, make sure about your mental health, that you're improving it, so keeping yourself, you know, grounded and being out in nature, that will help you. If you haven't picked up a plant and potted a plant, I would say do that. Having your hands in the mud will really keep you grounded and not very much in your head, in the thoughts and what is and what will be, and you be more like in your body.
Putting your hands in.
That's a wonderful message.
It really is, and actually that is putting your hands in earth. The thing that's been on here forever before even humans were here. Putting your hands in earth.
Are you still with us?
She is.
Yes, Lisa. Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
love it. Well, she had to go.
Well, I wanted to.
I'll just put her on mute. She's
I wanted
so
to mention, in view of what Sophia said and what the cards were holding for Lisa, and this can be for everybody too, that for instance, today I had a client that I gave a reading to. I've known she's been with me for sessions for over 7 years. And we got to a point in her therapy sessions where she needed to take a very big step today with a man that she's been hopelessly in love with for 10 years. She's had a baby with him. And yet their relationship is like wheel spinning with the two of them. Anyway, she took a big step today, and then she messaged me and she said, I'm feeling really sick in my stomach after doing that. And I said, because it was such a big step. I said, you know, like Sophie said, I said, work on grounding yourself. And I said, you leave it there. You punt it. You leave that ball there. Let's see what he's going to do with it. So I think a lot of times we do try to make things happen that simply are not within their own way and time for becoming reality. If that makes sense.
It does make sense, actually.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Good luck to you, Lisa. And remember all these things at Farmview.
Yeah.
It's not tomorrow.
No, and it's giving you a chance to get ready.
And she saw the threes, so
yeah.
At the earliest and the most weirdest earliest would be 3 days, but probably not. It's a three thing. 3 days, 3 weeks, three moon lunar cycles. There's a lot of threes out there they don't even think about. So it's all good. All right, let's do this. Let's try this again one more time. Right, I'm gonna, you say it, Messenger Deborah Lee right now. We're going to give you folks one more shot.
Get Queen to call.
Yes, yeah. Facebook Messenger. I typed it.
It's free.
Facebook. You, if you're on Facebook, you can Messenger Deborah Lee. Don't be throwing the bullshit. If you say I can't do that, I'm throwing a bullshit flag. I got it right here. I got to get a bullshit flag. But anyway, I will get I will throw it. That doesn't make sense to a lot of people.
What?
Oh. Let American football people know what that means. Throwing the bullshit
what
flag.
Is it a real flag?
Yeah, it's a flag where they put like little beads or something to weight it on, a big yellow flag to carry in back pocket. In non-American football, they've had cards, yellow cards and red cards. Kind of the same thing. All right. Did we get all the international show-offs?
You know what? I have an idea. If Sophia is willing.
Right now, we're going to change the entire scope of the show right now.
Because nobody's calling. We're kind of at a standstill.
What do you mean nobody's calling? We got calls. I'm trying to do the messenger
thing.
There's
not that many, but I was going to say. Yes, Sophia?
We're going to order Virginia Paul.
I'm sorry, what? You got one?
We have three. That is from our own Commonwealth.
Hmm. All right, Tim, whatever you say. I'll talk. I'll talk to Sophia in private to set up for next
That
time.
Is the proper thing to do.
Yes.
When you have a show, you don't just throw the script in the garbage and then all of a sudden do something on the fly. All right, let's do this. Sorry, the Facebook Messenger portal is closed. We're going back. The phone lines are going to area code 434, which is in...
Hello.
The Commonwealth of Virginia. Welcome, my friend.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi, this is Khalil.
Oh,
how you
my
doing?
Goodness, I've heard from you in forever.
What's the name?
Say your name again, honey.
Khalil.
Hello.
Khalil.
Yeah.
Roger that.
It.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What? Hey, how goes it, my friend? What's up? What's
yeah.
new? Been a long time.
I'm nothing much. I'm going to be in the parade, and I wanted to know about the parade if everything's going to be okay as far as me feeling anxiety or me feeling, like, unsafe. I was wondering if there are going to be, like, some people there calming me down.
All right, well, first of all, let's back this up a little bit, because remember,
The
parade is a very general... What parade specifically are you talking about?
Oh, she doesn't mind.
The Dogwood Festival in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that. I'm familiar with Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So they have a parade then.
What is making you anxious about the parade?
Yeah, what's the concern with that?
It's a big truck I'm getting up on, and sometimes I have a hard time with balance, and then I don't know if I'm going to be sitting in the driver's side or sitting in the back hatchback, and if I'm sitting in the hatchback, I don't know. I'm hoping I won't get nervous.
Okay.
Well, it's a good question, but you could start actively preparing yourself, and then you could get there early and talk to them about, hey, you know, stability – certain positions, race, height might be an issue. Without the cards going, this is my
sense. Do you have problems, hon, with anxiety?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I do too. A lot of trouble.
If you do, and they throw you in an uncomfortable environment, it's going to go like explode, right?
Well, you have to have self-soothing mechanisms
yeah.
that you can use.
Yeah, if you have anxiety issues, somebody says, hey, here's a whole bunch of uncomfortable things I want you to do tomorrow, that's going to make you want to freak out. So
right.
She's going to do the cards, and I would say it's a parade. You're always going to get there early anyway. I'd get there extra early and say, hey, I'm worried about a few things here. What are you guys going
to
do?
He wanted to know if there were people there that would help him. And you know what I got to tell you, hon?
I've had all of them, what I've done.
I have this same issue, like I said, and overthinking can only ratchet up that anxiety.
Well, and that's part of the anxiety, isn't it?
Yes.
Automatically you overthink, right?
So your cards are showing that, yes, you actually will feel calmer than you expect, okay? And as you are getting onto this big truck, take it slow and easy. You don't have to be like a 12-year-old, you know, leaping up into the vehicle. Take your time. And envision for yourself, and it may still be called the 16-second rule. Envision yourself for 16 seconds enjoying this beautiful parade that you're going to be in and that you're going to have a wonderful time. Because I really think it's going to go better than you expect. All right.
Stand by for a noise
All right.
interruption. Got it.
Okay.
Go ahead. I had to, go ahead. Just keep going. Ignore me.
Yeah. I really think that this is going to be a nice step forward for you.
Good.
There being in a situation like this, you actually feel comfortable.
And like you said, it's
Thank
a
you.
Step forward. It's probably
yeah.
going to be a step forward with the anxiety thing.
I think so, because the more we can put ourselves in, like you said, uncomfortable situations.
That's the issue.
But we
right?
have to be able to self-soothe ourselves. So don't hyperventilate. Just keep your breathing.
Be there early enough to
mm-hmm.
talk to people. Because the last
yeah.
thing you don't want somebody just to toss you up there, you're
no.
going to freak.
And the thing is,
yeah.
which he knows on the phone here.
Right, he knows, yeah.
People that don't have it don't really understand. But it's like the electrical system on a car starts malfunctioning. The windshield wipers, the windows.
Oh, it's a real thing.
Down.
There's people, there's athletes that have to go on the
they have it.
Disabled list because of anxiety.
Yeah, it's just
It's a real deal.
Yeah.
It's a real deal.
So before the parade, you know, don't drink too much caffeine of any kind. It'll only, you know, it ratchets up that anxiety.
Oh, boy.
Make sure
yeah.
you get enough sleep.
Bada bing, bada bang.
Yeah, things like that. Just take care of yourself.
Get the early positive and talk to people. Say, hey.
I think you're right.
Here's what I'm worried about. Don't be afraid to tell them what you're about. Just say, if you say right off the bat, I got anxiety issues, but I want to do this. Here's my concerns.
Would you do that?
You
would
have
you
to
tell
that.
People?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nowadays you can't.
Yeah.
You know, 20, 30 years ago, nobody
yeah.
would say that. They'd be like, what do you mean anxiety? Pussy. Everybody knows what that means. There's all sorts of athletes, and that's what, you know, a lot of people idolize athletes. All sorts of athletes and actors and comedians that have stopped their
performance
tours.
Performance anxiety.
Shut them down.
Can be like.
They shut down
yeah.
like millions of dollars worth of tours. They said, I got to stop for 6 months. So all my fish. Yeah. You know, it's
now,
a real deal.
Now, for me, my biggest fear was, well, people with a lot of anxiety and panic, there's three things that are fearful for them. Weather, bridges, and airplanes, believe it or not. And for me, it was flying. And I had to not only last July fly alone at night from Texas all the way to Baltimore by myself. And what I did was I used it as a test of my faith. And if you are a person that has, you know, strong spiritual beliefs, what I did is I said, I have faith that plane is going to get me where I need to be.
Well, go finish. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, it was so hot. It was like 107 in Texas that day. And they made us all put down the little window shades. Now,
on the plane.
Yeah,
on the plane.
We are getting ready for takeoff. And this is when I thought I'm either going to go into a full-blown panic attack or I am going to be okay. And it was okay. So there you go.
It helps yeah. that you're not 15 or 16 or 17.
Yeah.
You've been dealing it with your whole life, so you've kind of learned
how to
talk some things on your own, how to deal with it.
Oh, and alcohol can really increase anxiety. A lot of people think, well, you know, it's a...
It could help on the plane, though.
I guess, but you're going to have...
You could do like 15, 16 shots before takeoff, and you're probably
right.
not going to give a flying shit to happen.
But then there can
I'm just
be
saying.
A rebound effect, where if you're already anxious, I don't care how much alcohol you drink.
State.
But,
I'm just going to knock off, whatever that is. Yeah, I got
right.
it. All right, it's a blemish. All right, well, thank you indeed, and then stand by for your Archangel Raphael reading.
And this comes from Sophia.
Sophia, live from Sweden.
Yes. Sophia.
And guess what? Got it again. Caffeine tea. You talked about it.
The caffeine thing.
Yeah.
And it's showing again. Yes. And it is when we say caffeine, it is anything to do with anything, sugar, anything that will kind of get you just stay calm out there and you're so going. Just again, ground yourself and just come in the heart space. Again, like I said, Archangel Raphael is with green feathers, so from a place of heart, why are you going to this place? And stay true to that, because there is an excitement that I hear in your voice to go to this.
Yeah.
So just stay in your heart for why you're going, and everything else will kind of blur away. All the anxiousness and everything will be fine.
I agree. And
that's for me.
And I'm really glad that you joined us tonight, hon. And I hope it helps.
Thank you.
I hope
so.
And it sounds like, I wish I was there. It sounds like a cast party time, so... Go there, get there early, and you know, don't pound a bunch of coffee, because
right.
that just, that's not good for anxiety, caffeine. Lord Jesus.
Yeah, no. It only makes it worse.
Yeah.
And we're going to send lots of good healing light to you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And you can come back and let us know how it went. Everybody
okay.
can call back. You don't have to have a problem to call back. You can call back and just give us follow-up and talk some more.
Yeah, certainly can. We hope that you will.
And we wish you luck, my friend.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Good to hear from you.
Remember, have a good time. That's what it's all about.
It really is, yes.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to go back. Now, Deb, we got Facebookers. Should we give them one more?
We just got some new ones.
Well, you
Quebec,
do that.
Quebec. And I love that we get.
In Dubai? The house. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice to see people from Dubai. Here.
Yes.
Well,
you lived there, didn't you?
Yeah, she was from there, right?
Yes. I lived there for 5 years.
Wow.
Where were you born?
Yes. Sophia.
I was born in Kuwait.
That's where it was. Okay, there you go. All right.
We got Rachel from Australia with us.
Aussies are here.
I could have sworn I saw Lady R here from South Africa.
Really? I see my
my
Facebook, my account, they don't like me. Facebook doesn't like me. All right. I opened the floor. I didn't verbalize in case people are just listening. Messenger Deborah Lee out of your video now, or type in your question. We'll do the type in thing.
However many type in their questions, I will give you a read.
Because we have 10 people here.
Isn't this Lady R?
That is Lady R.
Well, hello there, Lady
R. Welcome, Lady
R
from South Africa. International shout out from South Africa.
Pardon me, Sophia.
And if they want a card, they pull out a card.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Have a card.
Yeah, that's the plan.
I have little friends in South Africa. So.
Do you? Wow.
Well, you know, the country is called South Africa for a reason.
I was supposed to be in South Africa in February, but because I fractured my hand, I couldn't travel.
I see. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody here sending me a question? Or Sophia will pull a card for you, if you would like.
It would
that.
Probably be both, but it's up to them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We had a million callers, and
it's
I guess we had like 5 or 6 callers. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Saturday night. Maybe they had plans and they stuck around and tried to get a reading and
could
pull it off.
Kirsty has questions.
Okay, well then bring it on.
Well, my temporary house move, is it going to be okay? All right. Is it going to be okay?
Yeah, I didn't see it, so you have that hole. You better keep an eye on that, because it's not on either of my feeds.
It's about her house move.
Okay, that's a good one.
No wonder.
Now she's in the UK.
Is she? Okay.
I believe so.
Now, does a house move mean she's moving to another house, or is she moving the house?
Son of a biscuit.
What?
I got to stand by. There's a jackwad in there, so I got to reload my feed here. Get rid of the poaching, scamming, son of a...
biscuit.
If only... Where is that freaking freak of nature? Oh, I don't see him now.
Maybe,
maybe it'll pop up. I saw it here.
Oh, here she goes. Okay. Blackpool Housing has given me 2 weeks to pack up a three-bedroom house.
God.
So, I'm trying to read this.
You read it. I got to go try to find this prick.
Okay, three-bed house. They are looking at us being out around the 17th, but worker is trying to get them to give us longer. He's trying to put it up to around the 23rd to give us a bit longer to pack it all up. After that, they're saying it will... It's only a temporary for a couple of weeks that they're moving us to into a house on Queen Street. Is it, wait, Queen Street. It is a nightmare. They are saying our home is unsafe, that we have to move out. So they do the work on it to make it safe again for us to move back. First, same thing happened to me in an apartment. And I don't know if, Jim, if you remember, but I was on the lower level, and the sewage line underneath the apartment had burst.
Yeah, but it hadn't affected you, but they told you about it.
No, it was coming through the baseboards.
Okay, I don't remember that.
It was coming through the baseboards.
I don't remember shit coming through a Colony Point.
It did, and it was like, it looked like black, like muck.
Well,
but you knew
it
wasn't.
It is, okay.
And I had to pack up in a hurry and get out of there,
too. I
remember
that, yeah.
Yeah,
they
so
said they were going to have to break up the floor of the concrete.
I am seeing that it's not going to be like a walk in the park. I mean, she's got mold and electric rewiring in the kitchen, cracks in the ceiling with plastering. Yes, as soon as you can, get out of there. Because, yes, it's going to be inconvenient. It is a nightmare. It's not fun, especially when you've been given X amount of time. And if you do this like at your leisure, you're going to have to just pull it together. In the Army, they call it bugging out. And that's what you and your family have to do. You've got to bug out. So I feel that it's not going to sit well with you. They're going to get the work done and you can return. So it's not going to be forever and ever. And do you have issues with Queen Street? Isn't that what I saw that you're moving to? I'm just curious. Is that a bad neighborhood? Is it, you know? And Sophia, I'm going to very soon turn this over to you.
Yeah, that's why we don't like the typed-in readings, because of this pause. When
we have to wait.
But it is what it is. It's all we got. We work with it. You have to keep an eye on what you're doing.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, well, the clock's ticking,
typing.
Too. So
she's typing. You know, something else can try.
Pick it up and lay him down is what I say.
We could do this on a different platform. Like, even right here, we'll talk about it. Talk about it and see if we can come up with something better.
But that's not going to do well for all these people that aren't on that platform, Deb.
And you can always take a call on...
That's the problem when you switch platforms.
And Deborah, you can always take a call in. I can still listen into the call while you get in the call.
We will smooth this out and figure it out. Now, Kirsty is saying it's hard with, like you lost your husband, where all the nightclubs and I have a baby. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Yeah, where all the nightclubs and all the idiots are. And when you've got nightclubs like here, we have crime, but I'm not seeing anything like that affecting you. Just the horrible inconvenience. It's going to be uncomfortable for a bit of time, but you'll eventually, and it won't take long, you're going to be looking back on it. But, okay.
Sophia already said.
Yeah, Sophia, what are your thoughts?
It's very clear when you were reading it itself, it came as, please help me that healing can occur. So she needs, and there is a beautiful picture for your online on Facebook. It's a beautiful Archangel Raphael holding a baby. So I was actually going to ask you if you have babies.
Oh, look at
if
that.
If you have children. And so
yeah,
it's asking for literally to take a step back and then the healing will take place. So whatever needs to come through, she would need to just move and then everything will go on her way.
Well, I think that sounds good for you, Kirsty. Okay, and remember, come visit us. We'll keep giving you readings, and we're going to put, well, like a we're going to put like a bubble of protection around you, metaphysically. So as you are in the street or in the flat that you're living in or out shopping, we want you to feel that you have protection.
Truth.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's a shame, Virgil, that you have. You know what, though? We do, too. And our scummy landlords, we also have scummy people living in these ghetto areas where there's a lot of drug crime, a lot of shootings, lots of, you know, there's women getting beat up and everything. But, honey, Kirsten, we are with you all
Kirsty,
the way.
Kirsty.
Kirsty, that's right. I have a Kirsten. That's why I'm... I'll do that. Yeah, I do that. Yeah, thank you.
All right, folks.
Yeah.
I think for the Blog Talk listeners,
this show is over. Say goodbye.
We will be on news for this call on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.